No, joined by Shane Kelly after Limerick's victory here over Waterford. Shane, we're standing here on a windswept Ballygran, tough conditions, but I suppose the boys really, really dug in and you must be glad to get the win.
Oh yeah, for sure, to be sure. Look, I mean, it was extremely difficult conditions, as you saw yourself. I mean, this is a banana skin game for us. Like, everyone expects Limerick to win these games, and to be fair, like, I knew what Waterford would come to the field with us. Like, they were never going to give up. Like, and you saw what they did with the senior team yesterday. They're pushing hard, they're training hard, and we didn't take this game for granted. As I said to you, it was a hard game for us. We're learning. These are a young side. The football board are backing us. We're trying to do things right. We're trying to change the culture in here. And I'd like to think, you know, we're putting best foot forward, but they're small steps.
And the game itself, the two goals, naturally enough, proved the difference in the end. But the first of those came at a really crucial point. Waterford had just nicked ahead entering the final quarter, but the boys stuck to their guns. And a great goal by Young O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, yeah. Look, to be fair, to give it to David again, he stepped up to the day. I think he scored 2-4, was it? 2-5? 1-4, sorry. Yeah, he's our go-to man, and he's shown it in games. Like, he's really, when the pressure's on these young lads, as you can see, they're to perform, lads. On the big occasion, David does steps up. Like, and he took the goal well finished. What I liked about it, though, was the runners we had off him left and right, that we could still palm it. It wasn't just about him. Once we have the support runners for me, and these support runners are always there to back up the initial runner. So we're working hard on that in training, you know.
The win sets up a clash with Cork next week. A daunting enough task by any means, but I suppose you'll just be looking for improvements in all aspects of your play going into that one.
You're dead right. I mean, at the end of the day, these are baby steps. Like, we know where we're coming from. I know the foundation level where I'm at. I'm not going to go down there and say, yeah, we're going to give it to Cork, because all I'm hoping is that these boys perform to the level that we haven't trained at the moment, to the level of the S&C that we're putting in, and the culture, I said to you, that we're trying to change within the under-20s setup. For me, it's, as you said, it's baby steps. Cork, I'm sure you know what they're coming with, that minor team, that 20 team have won All-Irelands. All I'm hoping for the likes of yourselves and people that come to watch us, that we just don't leave ourselves down and that we perform on the day. But in relation to a win now, I wouldn't be holding my breath now, you know.
No bother.